So I think today it's going to be the last shiur on fruits and vegetables we've been doing. Very halachah l'maisa again today. We'll start from the Gemara a little bit that we've shown him. Very halachah l'maisa. And then hopefully Monday night we'll shiur on breads and mizonos. How does one define bread and mizonos? So we've been talking a little bit about, last time, fruit juices. We spoke about mashing fruit, and the texture, potatoes, mashed potatoes, jelly. So tonight I want to talk about it a little bit about soups. So, where are my notes on soups? That's interesting. Here we go. So the Gemara in Brachos Lama Testament Aleph, I didn't mention it last time, but I'll mention it again now. Rapatpa writes, or says, Pshitali, it's obvious to him, that Maya de Silica Kasilka, water from a particular type of vegetable, that water is going to be like the vegetable itself, and therefore warrant a bracha. Maya de Lifsa Kalifsa, and that of the Lifsa, whatever type of vegetable Lifsa is, that's going to also warrant a bracha, like the actual Lifsa. Maya de Chul Chashilke, and the water, the juices of anything, any vegetable that's cooked, Kechul Shalke. It's like, so whatever you're cooking, you're making carrot, tomato soup, the marak, the soup itself, gets the same bracha as the vegetable itself. Okay, and the Gemara asks, what about a particular type of water, maya de shivsa? They wanted to know if when that is it used to sweeten it? Is it used to remove something? If it's used to remove the bad flavor, you don't say bracha. If it's used to sweeten it, you do say flavor. But the klal that we're working with right now is maya de silka kasilka, maya de kishilka to chula shilka. In other words, whatever vegetable soup you're making, whatever soup, whatever products are in it, you're going to say the bracha of that which you're cooking. Yes.
That makes it seem like it's purely just the vegetables, water. You know, it's only like you're not putting another water.
We're gonna get into, yeah. No, but when you can only cook vegetable if you have water in it. If you put a tomato into the pot without water, that's going to be roasting, I guess. Right. So bishul, and whenever you see it, bishul is always with water, with mayim, and tzli is always without water. And fia also, baking is also without water. So, Tosas, we mentioned this last time also, Tosas says, why does it come to maya de silka? Why does it come to vegetables? When you cook it, you say a hadama, but when it came to fruit juices, one says a shahakal. Remember we saw the dvash of the tamar, the honey of the dates, one says a shahakal. Isn't the same thing, the juice of a fruit versus juice of the vegetables? But those are simply writes, yesh l'cha, like there's room to distinguish between the two. He doesn't really tell us what the distinction would be. But Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush give distinctions how one might say what's the difference. We said last time, we won't really get into right now. Now, what we are going to discuss is as follows. The Rambam writes, first, the Beis Yosef writes, actually, not only is cooking vegetables in boiling water, but even soaking, even putting vegetables, a tomato, soaking in water for, let's say, 24 hours till the water itself becomes a tomato-type flavor. That, too, writes, the Beis Yosef is also going to warrant a hadama. But if you squeeze the tomatoes and get tomato juice from that, that will only be a shakal. Because squeezing the tomatoes, that's the same thing as squeezing the fruits. We said fruit juice is only a shahako. But if you cook it, or if you soak it, the water, for probably 24 hours, it's going to be a hadama. Okay? Now, the Rambam writes, Hilchos Brachos Perek Ches Halacha Dalet, Yirokos Shedarchon Hishalik, vegetables that were common to cook, then you say hadama. Things that are not common, you don't say hadama. So it's not enough to just cook the vegetables. It has to be something that people actually do. It has to be the derech b'kach. You need that, which the Achron point out, it's not simply derech, it's going back to that phrase we keep using. I told you when we did the sugi, even though we spoke about heart to palm, it wasn't really so relevant. It is a little bit relevant, but the concept of not to insha adaite. It's so important. What was their intentions when they initially made this? So when they made this, say, they grew this, planted this tomato, did they have in mind that people would actually use this tomato to make a tomato soup out of it? Onion soup, whatever it might be. But if you make a soup out of something that's not done, that there's no initial das, that would not warrant a hadama. So that's the second criteria, that again, it has to be cooked or soaked, and the Rambam adds also has to be the derech b'kach. The Rashba writes that he also writes the idea that you need rov achilason. You also need, similar to the Rambam, you need that most people eat it this way. It's not enough, again, that you cook it this way, but you have to have rov achilason. Like the Rambam, has to be derech pekach. But he also writes that simply squeezing the tomato juice out of it, that also would be considered tomato soup, and you would say hadama. So it comes out as follows, that the basios, they've never mentioned anything about the derech pekach, that has to be normal. The Rambam and the Rush do. The Rambam and the Rasha do. And there's a machlokas, what about schita, squeezing the fruit, will that warrant a hadama or not? Now, there's a tshuva, a Rush, which is brought down to the Beis Yosef. He says as follows. When you make the tomato soup, are you making it for the tomatoes, or are you making it for the soup? So Rush writes, if you're making it because you want to boil the tomatoes, the tomatoes themselves are juicier, better, they're cooked, and mevashel the tomatoes, so that the juice that comes from it, the soup that's been created, that's also going to be a hadama. But if you're simply boiling these tomatoes for the soup, not for the tomatoes itself, then you only say a shahako. Okay, so let's say some soups are made that they have like these nets, these little like bags or something. They put the vegetables in the soup because they don't want the vegetables in there. They only want the vegetables themselves. They just simply want them for flavoring. So that would be an example where someone would cook the vegetables for the liquid. That would not take on the bracha of the vegetables. But tomato soup, to my understanding, people bake it to the point where sometimes they're entirely pulverized. So if there are, I guess, probably still pieces left, you're boiling it because you want the tomatoes themselves to be cooked. That would be a classic example of needing it for the tomatoes.
Is that on the person who's doing the cooking, not the person eating?
Say that again?
It's like the person who's, it's about the person who's cooking what they have in mind?
No, it's about what is normal. When they're initially planted, what people plant tomatoes for. So that's just the basic background, what type of criteria is for soup. We're going to go through one by one now, different examples of what bracha, but I think it's important just to have the basic gemara, basic background. Now, and I'll reiterate this point again, after this year we're going to finish basically the halachas on fruits and vegetables. I would really advise going with the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Reish Beis, Reish Gimel, Reish Dalet, Reish Hey, I think also, those simanim, and we've covered almost every sif, and go through the art scroll and the right banners in the Shvarim, it's going to be flow very nicely, and you're probably going to retain a lot of it, I would hope. So let's go one by one now. These can be very, very practical examples. So vegetable soup, bean soup, and potato soup. We discussed this first. What's your thoughts about vegetable soup? What broch would you say in vegetable soup? Right. So I think it's right. Pretty clear. People have vegetable soup to eat the vegetables also. That's part of it. You want the vegetables to be cooked. You know, there's carrot in, there's the potatoes in there, whatever you make vegetable soup from. So it's pretty simple, I think, that one would say a hadama in a vegetable soup. Now, what if someone just takes out the ladle? He wants to avoid the vegetables. So he just wants the liquid. You know, when my wife gives out soup, everyone has like their own preferences. But Sheva doesn't want any vegetables. She just wants clear soup, and Yochara wants all the vegetables. She wants the matzah bowl. But let's say she wants to take out just the liquid and no vegetables. What bracha do you say on that? So still, nevertheless, since it was cooked for those vegetables, to eat the vegetables, so even though this particular person doesn't want them, you still say hadama, because the soup takes on the bracha of the initial cooking. Now, what if flour is added? So a lot of times flour is added into the soups. So still it's going to remain a hadama, because the klal we haven't mentioned just yet, but I'll mention it because it comes up here now. Ikar v'tafel, it comes ikar v'tafel, so mizonos always trumps. Mizonos is always the ikar. We always say mizonos if there's flour in it. But if the flour is only used to thicken, and in this case for soup, flour is oftentimes used for as thickeners, so you would say hadama. It's not considered ikar when it's there only to thicken the soup. Now, oftentimes, also vegetable soup is not only vegetables. Sometimes there are noodles, there's barley in it. So in that case, so since they're not there to thicken it, they're there for flavor, they're there to eat, so then the ikar is going to be the mizonos and the barley, and then that covers the vegetables. You don't have to say a separate bracha on the barley. If you have simple mizonos, that potters everything else.
What about barley soup?
Oh, we'll get that. I think one of the examples. Let's not jump the gun. It's not king. Is it there? Let's see. It's not here. No, it's not here actually. But yeah, you're right. For mushroom barley, I think it's obvious the mizonos and the barley should cover
entire soup. Wow. Do you need to get a piece of barley in your first bite, or can you use the whole soup now? The bracha mizonos.
The whole soup is now Amazonas. I mean, you're right. You probably have to have the actual barley. Yeah, we're not again. That's Ikavatavla stuff. It's, we haven't done that, but I would assume you would need to have that barley in it. Yeah.
Like
even in the summer, right? All right, but you have asked us last week, why do we have soup in the summer? It's so hot.
It's so good. You just don't want to need it.
There are two things that are so important to Jewish meals: the soup Friday night and the chol on Shabbos.
There's no soup on Friday night. Like,
exactly, but some people don't have it. Okay, now he talks about something. Noah's gonna have to help me pronounce this.
Minestrone.
No, vichyssoise. But in parentheses, cream of potato soup. I'm not sure what the fancy term is.
Well, those are not so fancy.
No, I just made you know you've been around the world a couple of places, so. Maybe in France. It looks like a French word. So, and whatever this is, cream of potato soup, basically, it's finely ground and pureed potatoes. And so if there are solid pieces of potatoes in it, so of course, it should be a hadama. But if it's entirely pureed, and you know, it's not like mashed potatoes, it's not like a sticky substance, but it's a soup now, it's really very liquid, so then you'd say only a shahakal on it. Okay, what about instant soups? They still have those around these days? People take it to camp still?
Classic.
Yeah?
Tradition.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, I don't know, it has changed in 15 years, but maybe they're a little better now?
No, they're always great.
Maybe they're better, like, hot things. We used to have, like, these hot things you plug in the wall. They're the same thing.
No, those in camp.
So how do they...
Many people have burned many, many bad parts.
So what do they do now? How do they get it hot? They have cold?
Yeah, they do.
Hot water from the sink?
Yeah?
Oh, that's gross.
People burn them, like, their legs have been, like, destroyed.
I hear that.
They really have.
Yeah. Okay. So, the way these things are made, apparently, is made from dehydrated vegetables oftentimes. So, the reason for these the vegetables that are in there, oftentimes people eat it for the soup itself, the liquid, not for the vegetables. The vegetables are simply there for flavoring. Remember we said if you're eating it, cooking it for the vegetables, we say adama. If you're just using the vegetables for flavoring, which he thinks is the case for most of these instant soups, they're just there for flavoring, so one would just say only a shahakal. Okay, it's very interesting. Whenever he mentions various vegetables here in the footnote, he discusses various problems of insects and some of these things. So if they're dehydrated, so it's been dried out, so there are no bugs there anymore, and even if there are bugs, it's been 12 months, and they're hetero after 12 months that they're okay to eat. So you just something to keep in mind in eating various vegetables, sometimes you have to inspect for bugs. Now, he says there are some types of, you guys have to tell me better now, some soups have more significant amount of vegetables in them, in which cases people would eat them actually even for the vegetables. They're not there simply for flavor. So in those cases, one should say adama. So it really depends. I don't know what they have. My day they had like a chicken soup flavor, and they remember they had like those hard noodles, like those S-shaped noodles, and maybe a couple of carrots and peas. Still the same thing?
Yeah.
And then like some like MSG.
Yeah.
And then he points out, but if it has noodles, which was the one I was mentioning, once there are noodles in it, so then you just say Mizonos, and Mizonos covers them all. So what about...
I'm not kidding, I had no idea about the
mushroom barley. Right now he's talking about that barley. Here. For vegetable soup, with barley soup, which is, again, the mushroom barley, so one just says Mizonos, which will then exempt the vegetables and the liquid as well.
Mushrooms is not even an adama, is it?
Correct, it's not.
Right, so
it's
such a mistake.
Even if you have more mushrooms or more vegetables than the mizonos, still, the ikar tafel, again, we haven't learned that yet, but still, mizonos is going to chop those brachas. So what about mushrooms? So we just said before, it's only shahakal. Mushrooms are only shahakal, based on Gemara later on, that they don't really grow from the ground, they just yonic from the ground, they... So what about, let's say, have a soup that's a mushroom carrot soup? What's a mushroom in a vegetable soup? Mushroom, what's it? Mushroom onion? No? Those are good in steaks, not soup. Come on, you're a soup guy.
I,
What would be good with mushrooms?
Mild is Dixie. Like mushrooms usually are like...
Mushroom carrot? Mushroom tomato? Okay, whatever it is.
And vegetable.
And he couldn't think of an example either. He just said mushroom and vegetables. So... So if you have, let's say, mushrooms and another vegetable in it, so mushrooms shahakal and vegetables haldama, so then depends which one's rove, going based on the general rules of ikra v'tafel. What about a fruit soup, though? So he gives a bunch of examples of a fruit soup. So if they have solid pieces, so again, you just say ha'et on those, and that covers everything else. But let's say you want to drink the liquid without the fruit. So then he says, one says a shahakol on those. The same idea before, I guess, if you just want the liquid, you don't want the vegetables, so then it would be a shahakol. Okay, what else does he have here? Cabbage soup. Cabbage soup, I think, would be the same thing, and hadama, of course. Chicken or meat soup. So this is interesting, when it comes to chicken or meat soup. So when it comes to just clear chicken or meat soup, let's say chicken soup, one has a very clear, no vegetables in it. So then one only says a shahakol, of course. Even if it was cooked with carrots and other vegetables, he says, actually. Depends, you know, sometimes people have a very clear soup. There's like a whole carrot or a whole parsley in it. Some have a very, like, you know...
Elaborate.
Like, but like the liquid itself have things floating, very cloudy. So like the vegetable pieces are floating around. So that if it's a clear soup, even if it was made with vegetables and stuff, it's still a shahakol, because it's a clear soup. There's no real vegetables. You don't really... But he says if... Okay.
But is it, why isn't that, if they're cooked with the vegetables, the chicken soup isn't the same as like the tomato soup that you cooked with? I don't see the difference there.
Because when it comes to chicken soup, you're just using the carrots and stuff for flavor.
It doesn't become part of it.
So if, now he says, if carrots and stuff are served with the chicken soup, he was talking about a case where it's clear when you remove the vegetables from it. But let's say you left the vegetables in it, but it's still a clear soup. So again, we're not holding the ikra v'tafel sugyas yet, but he says the clear soup requires shahakol, and the vegetables, l'chora, should also require a separate hadama. But since he says the vegetables are only eaten to enhance the soup, one still says shahakol, because shahakol is the ikra in this case. A corn soup, you mentioned. Anybody ever have corn soup? No?
Corn chowder.
Tomato soup? Okay, so he said tomato soup depends if there are, how pureed it is. If it's entirely and there's no pieces left, one says only a shahakol. But if there's still some chunks of tomato, one says a hadam on it. Tomato rice soup? I've never had that before. No, is that possible? I think some years ago.
A lot of people, I think people eat that.
Yeah, people eat it, right?
It's a thing.
Sweet soup, yeah.
Huh.
It's common. I heard it. I don't eat tomato soup.
Tomato rice soup, you do it?
No, I heard it, but I don't like
it. You've heard it, huh? I can't see you saying no. Someone serves that to you. So the generally for those things, so again we say that when it comes to mazonos is always the ikar, but that's only true for the five grains. When it comes to rice is not a classic grain, so then oftentimes the tomato rice, people eat the tomato as the ikka. The rice is something there also, but you eat it for the tomato, not for the rice. So the tomato, you say shakal and exempts the rice. Right, and I know it's very complicated because we didn't do the general rules of ikka v'tafel. We'll get to it later. You know, when they're separate entities but eating together, so you say separately. But if they're like a mixture, you only say in one of them. So how's one defined? It's very complicated. How do you define a mixture versus not? So, like something like sushi might not be considered a mixture. And when it comes to liquid, everything's mixed together. Sushi, everything's like set in its own way. The sushi, the chori, you might have to say separate brachos. Depends. Yeah, okay. Split pea soup. So if it's, you know, into the point where they're completely dissolved, so then you say shahakol. Now I'm not sure. Split pea soup that I've had always has like things floating around in it still. So I've never had one that's completely dissolved. Which I guess he mentioned about l'chori, one would say hadamon, split pea soup, right? Oh, yeah? Oh, no, if it's completely dissolved, then no pieces, you say shahakol on this one. If it's completely, I think. He didn't mention, but I would think, yeah. But oftentimes, I'm not sure often, but sometimes they have noodles in it. So then, of course, the noodles, for example, I don't remember having one.
It seems to be that he's holding that if there's any kind of like solids in the soup, then
yeah, exactly. I mean, even if, exactly, you need the solids, and that seems to be the icky part. If there are solids mixed together,
so then that's not any different from fruit. Other than the fact they don't really mix the soup.
Wait, what kind of fruit? You really could want, how are you eating like, it?
No, but if you...
I'm sure the big finish is by your...
You're saying like mashed...
vegetables.
Right, you're saying if like you cut up a fruit in pieces of the pieces, you're going to say...
Oh.
So maybe there's not so much of a difference. No, I think you're right. I think the general rule seems to be if they're pieces or not. That's really what it comes down to. Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, now onion soup. Onion soup, right? Why I happen to love onion soup. So that one says a dumb onion soup, because onions, as we'll get to the next sugyo, onions when they're cooked, when they're raw, you use a charcoal, and maybe even nothing if it's perhaps dangerous to you, or not dangerous, but mazik you. But it, once they're fried, then you say hadama. So onion soup mixes hadama. And those are all the examples he goes through in terms of soup. So pretty much, I think, as Evan said, if it has pieces in it, so you say, hadama, what are the pieces? If it has no pieces at all, if it's a clear soup, or it's been so dissolved that you don't see any pieces left, one says only a shackle.
Yeah, what's considered a piece? Like a chunk or thick?
So I was mentioning last time, I think every applesauce has like pieces in it. So I never know. My wife tells me to just, she tells me what's shackle, what's not. But Eitan Kesterman was telling me the other night, their Devon sauce has all applesauce is ha'etz, because none of them, it can never, they're unique. You always can tell applesauce. You can't make applesauce from anything else. As opposed to other things, let's say he was saying like squash. Squash could look like a carrot, it could look like a pumpkin. It could, you can't really tell what it is. But applesauce is only made by apples. So that's what Devon sauce said.
But the exception is like the example of the soup, if you're making it for vegetable soup. If you're cooking it with the intent of making vegetable soup, then you just eat the broth.
If you're cooking it for just the vegetable soup. Right, if the vegetables are all still there, right, but you happen to ladle out just liquid, this still has a shame adama, right? That's a good exception, right? Yeah, that's a very good point. Okay, so now let's move to a discussion about cooked vegetables, not soup, but just taking the vegetable itself and cooking it, frying it. So this is a Gemara Lam Chesma Biz. There's a whole amud here. And the Gemara says, it's a big machlokas back and forth, what's a din for shlaka? Shlakos are basically cooked vegetables, and the same rule is going to apply for cooked fruit. So the Gemara says as follows. Just like the Mishnah seems to compare pas and yirakos, bread and vegetables, the Gemara says as follows. Just like pas changes through cooking, so to yirakos, that changes through cooking. So that, what does that mean? So the Gemara is, so the answer, you say hadama even on cooked vegetables. Now another opinion comes along and says, no, you say a shahakal on cooked vegetables. So what is it, hadama on cooked vegetables or shahakal? Comes along with Rav Chista says, ani omer, I say, kol shetchilasa bari pri hadama, anything that initially is hadama, shalko, you cook it, shahakal nebidvaro. Anything that's initial shahakal nebidvaro, you cook it, bari pri hadama. Everything's different. Whatever it was before, then you flip the bracha after the cooking. So there's a big machlokas you're showing him. Is Rav Chista coming to be machrir? He's coming to machrir the two opinions initially? Or he's coming to argue? Again, the first opinions were every cooking you say adama, or the other opinion was every cooking you say shakal, and he splits between the two. Depends on the fruit. Depends on the vegetable. So Rashi writes, he's coming to be machrir. He's coming to say, no, they're not arguing. They're actually agreeing. They're talking about different cases. And that's the opinion of the Tosos, the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, the opinion of the Rush. There's the opinion of the Rif, who thinks Rav Chista is actually arguing. And the Rif says a completely different interpretation of Halacha Lamaisa. I'm not even going to mention what he says. We're going to just go with Halacha Lamaisa right now. The din is, anything that's edible when it's raw, so then you cook it, so then you say shakal. Anything that's not edible when it's raw, and you cook it, you say hadama afterwards. You say shakal before, and you say hadama afterwards. Something that's edible both before and after has hadama. And the Gemara lists some examples of this. That's the opinion of Tosfos. There are three categories. Tosfos and Rabbeinu are the three categories. So one important example that Tosfos brings is that apples. Apples are something that's eaten both raw and baked. Cooked, baked apples. So the Taz points out it's not only cooking that's going to, you know, change something perhaps, but even kavush. What's kavush? If one is going to salt, or not salt, or what's the process
pickle.
Of pickle? Yes, pickling. So say cucumbers, pickling. So cucumbers, when it's raw, you say adama. So even when you pickle it, you're gonna, even though it's still raw, you're going to still say adama on it. It's not going to be. That's also a certain element of cooking. It brings rise, the Gemara's in Chulin talk about kavush is like bishul.
How about pickled juice then? Because that you had adama or shakal?
I want to play mazik you.
Pickled juice.
Cooking in the water.
I feel like
it's one of those things you
could
have a new kibber.
Like
it's like not food, I think it's like ketchup.
Yeah? I'm not sure. I don't know. It wasn't here on the list of juices.
It's a good color work. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've all seen it.
Okay, so let's go through some examples, very practical examples of various, basically not too many of them. So, raw onions, of course, that's a classic example of something one says it's shahakal when they're raw, but when you fry them, they become hadama, because the ikur way of eating onions are when they're hadama. Salad vegetables are the opposite, lettuce, cucumbers, radishes, people eat them only when they're raw. You don't eat cooked salad, you don't
radishes
eat cooked... Yeah? Okay. He writes radishes here. So Noah argues, so maybe Noah's right. So let's say lettuce and cucumber. You don't eat cooked lettuce, do you? I don't like warm lettuce. Cucumbers also. You don't cook cucumbers. So that, too, would be an example of something that is only eaten when they're raw, and therefore, say, hadama, if you were to cook them, would be shahako. Now, what does it depend on? Who defines what's considered edible or not? Whether it stays eat them when they're cooked or you don't eat them when they're cooked. In other words, so they point out that it depends on where you live. So for example, this is the example they give. It comes to string beans. In America, string beans are eaten both raw and fried. In Eretz Yisrael, in Europe, other places, string beans are only eaten cooked. So in America, you'd say hadama and string beans both before cooking and after cooking. In Europe and other places, you'd say only after eating. If you had them raw, you'd say shahakal and string beans. Let's say you were an American going to Europe. You're in Europe now, and you take a string bean. So din is they say, you should follow where you come from. It's not a general, you know, take the chumras of the makom where you go to the makom you come to.
Do this. Yeah,
right, exactly. None of those types of halachas. I'm not sure why, necessarily. But the halacha is, wherever you come from, that's what bracha you say, so you should stay al dama in Europe. If you're in Europe, you're from Europe, you're going to America, you eat string beans raw.
Do you take the chumras of where you go?
Normally you do. I'm not sure why this doesn't hold up in this case. Something to look into. But that's the luck. I think they quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman what to do. It depends where you come from. Now, zucchini, he says also, is a similar example as well. Zucchini, most places eat it only cooked. In America, you'll find zucchini sometimes on the salad platter or the l'chaim or something. You find like little sliced things. So same deal as string beans. In America, if you're an American, you eat them even raw. You say adama both before and after, as opposed to outside of America, you would only eat them cooked. You'd say shahakal if they were raw. Now, this is one example. He talks about the insects, because in the same discussion, he talks about broccoli. Broccoli are also eaten raw and cooked, at least in America. So, but he says raw broccoli, one should be very careful because they're very heavily infested with bugs and stuff. And even those that are frozen dried, one should be very careful as well. He's a footnote here about frozen vegetables. What about almonds? So, I don't eat nuts really, other than peanuts, pine nuts, and pistachio. And that covers it for me. So I don't eat almonds,
pecans,
but apparently,
pecans?
What? No, I don't like pecan pie. Yeah, sorry. So, anyways, so almonds are commonly eaten, Raw. Is that true for anyone who eats nuts here? Okay. But are also available when they're roasted. So that's an example of something that's eaten both when they're raw and not. And one says ha'etz, right? Did ha'etz and all, but whether before or whether after. Now, if someone accidentally said adama, it's a an onion. You're supposed to say shahakal when it's raw. You accidentally said adama, that would be valid. Same thing. Let's say you had a cooked cucumber. I'd probably rather cooked cucumber than a raw onion. You get me that?
I love raw onion. Really? Wow. That's a good color word. Hey. Who could eat a raw onion faster?
Wait, you really love it? Like
a lot, yeah.
Like, you know, not just for the attention.
No, I got hamburger. No, oh, okay. I was just making hamburgers and I ate a lot. I got a spoonful of chocolate and chocolate onion. It was really good. Shiranian.
I don't know how you spell
it. I didn't know it was that normal. I had no idea it was
really
edible until right now, actually. I assumed it was I had no idea.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody do that?
I didn't find a date.
We have it in our salads.
It's true. Cinnamon, but then they get, you know, enhanced or diluted by the other things. I like them in the Mexican, the little onions, you know, a nice little kick, but that's with other stuff there too. Like, same thing with hot pepper. We never eat a hot pepper alone, but it gets some flavor, some kick to the taco. Okay, so that really, I think, concludes the discussion for any other examples of things that are eaten raw or not. So that's all he really goes through here. I'll take a quick look, see if he has anything more.
This thing I know is weird. If you eat a raw lemon, and how eight is that considered mazik in chocolate?
Oh, so actually, Rav Four speaks about this. Where's my Rav Four book? It's so strange. Oh, I must have left it in my car. Oh, so he speaks about. No, he speaks about raw lemons. What do you say on that? I think it's a shahakal. No, I think it's in my other car at home even. I think he says a shahakal, but then nowadays lemons are not as bad as they used to be, and people sometimes put sugar on it to make it sweeter. So maybe in that case, maybe you say ha'etz, but don't quote me on that yet. See, lemon is a shahakal, because it's usually used to flavor beverages.
Yeah, they put in lemons.
You do?
Yeah, like on the side of like a Diet Coke or something, I always take it off and eat it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what I make it from.
He says shahakal here.
Shahakal.
Yeah, but I thought Rav Four spoke about if you put sugar on it, the flavor. I'll have to get back to you on that. I'm sorry, I don't have it. Oh, do you have it here? Do you have Rav Four? I don't think he has the book here.
Oh, here.
Okay, so there's some interesting eating habits here. So lemons and onions.
No,
only him. likes that. No, likes the sophisticated food. Evan, what do you like?
Nothing? I like soup.
I'm very...
Every mention of food I like, that's the next question.
Oh.
I like the basic character.
I have some more chicken vegetables and questions.
You have more? Let's see if I can find this discussion about lemons. 289. Here we go, lemons. This is for you, Ruben, right? So he starts, there are many types of lemons. Did you know that? You know, you just like them, all right?
Yeah, the car.
Okay. So he says, some lemons are very exceptionally sour and completely inedible. That requires no bracha. So I assume we're not referring to those. They're usually edible. Now, one who sweetens them, who puts sugar on them, then would say shahakal on those types of lemons. These are lemons that are completely inedible. I don't know how to distinguish between them. So now, he does write, ordinary lemons available today, which can be eaten, which Ruin does eat them, in fact. So even though, with difficulty, he writes, Ruin would argue in that point, certainly require only shahakal. Because they're not really grown to be eaten as a fruit, they're grown to flavor your water or Diet Coke or whatever it is. So that's what he speaks about there. What other examples does he have here? What's a sour cherry? I know what a regular cherry is. What's a sour cherry? There's a candy called sour cherry, and he's not referring to that. So whatever a sour cherry is, he says those are meant to be eaten both. Like sour stuff?
Never had it before. Never had sour cherries.
Uh-huh. I have to look into this.
Sour sticks.
Okay, we should like have like a whole like stew that with all different foods and fruits in there.
Like 3 meals like over throughout the year and like,
okay. We should do it.
Alright, so we're going to this house tomorrow.
Alright. Let me ask my wife. Maybe next year tonight we'll have something. I'll find them. So sour cherries, he says, whatever they are, require ha'et when eaten cooked and shahak when eaten raw. They're not edible when they're raw. Okay, this, I'm not sure if I knew this. It says beans and peas are eaten both raw and cooked. So raw. Peas, I could see peas, I think, right? Being, yeah, that.
I've never had a raw
bean. There aren't beans like hard?
Yeah,
but they're hard. Is that something like the ones in the traditions?
Those peas, yeah.
Like, is that like dried or?
That's dry, but I've seen you can have peas still, which
yeah,
are
yeah,
yeah,
you
yeah.
Peas.
Yeah, but beans. But he said dried beans and peas actually are only being cooked. So if you eat the dried beans in the soups, you only say shakal. Who eats chestnuts here? You. Yeah. So apparently he says they're only eaten when they're cooked, only when they're roasted, right? So only roasted ha'et, but if you eat them when they're not cooked, someone only says a shahakal. And cabbage, he says cabbage is another example. You don't eat cabbage when it's raw, you eat it when it's pickled, right? I think they call it sauerkraut. That's close. So that's only eaten when it's sour and pickled. So you say aldama only after it's been pickled, but beforehand you'd only say a shahakal. Stuffed cabbage.
That's like
that would be, but the cabbage themselves, I guess, would be cooked. So that would be also that would be a dama. Let's figure out what ikatafa lachora the meat inside is going to be shahakal. That's what I assume. What you're asking? Let's just make sure, even though we're not doing.
You never have that besides like a shabbos anyway.
Stuffed cabbage. Oh, he doesn't even give an answer for this one. He said he just has an arrow. He looked page 68. He doesn't tell you what to do. He writes, the meat and rice filling. Oh, there's also rice. Okay, fine. They're generally eaten together. So you make one bracha. If it's mostly meat, which is probably the case, you say shakal. If it's mostly rice, you say mezonos. Again, note, cabbage requires inspection for insects prior to use.
At what point, like right before you eat it, or like when you cook it, before you cook it,
yeah, before you, yeah.
Do those like the spinach or like those bags, like the bags that are pre-checked?
The
pre-checked?
But like no, they don't. And maybe some people would think.
Dafka checked beforehand. Washed. Beforehand.
Yeah, but some people think like certain things are impossible to get the bugs out of them.
Strawberry people say.
And broccoli also. It's very problematic here. Okay, fine. So I guess that will really be it for fruits and vegetables. And.